This is Cliff Evans. I'll be talking with Elmo Plaskett going in five. Elmo Plaskett, last year we talked down here in Fort Myers, Florida, spring training camp of the Pittsburgh Pirates, and at that time, you were in the uniform of the Pittsburgh Pirates, but they sent you down to the minors, and now you're up here again. Now, do you think maybe this is the year?
Well, I think this is the year, and I think I have a very good chance to make this club this year.
Why do you feel more confident this year?
Well, I played winter ball this year, and I caught a lot. And winter ball helped me quite a bit. I got a lot of confidence now than I did last year.
Well, I remember you told me that the year before you ran into Elston Howard, and you asked Ellie a lot of questions, and he gave you whatever advice he could, and you felt that helped you a little bit. Now, how did you improve yourself playing winter ball?
Well, I'm going to start with this. First, I came up to the big league this year, and I went to Milwaukee, and Del Crandall, I talked to him a little bit, and he really gave me a lot of confidence.
What did he tell you? Now, he's a first-class catcher. Now, what did the great Del Crandall say to a young man by the name of Elmo Plaskett?
Well, he told me a lot of things about catching and how to receive and different things and shifting and blocking and all of that. And we had a talk about catching different pitches and real good.
Well,
he tell me that if I like to catch, stick with it. It's not easy, but meet a lot of rough spots now and then, but hang with it and everything will be all right.
Last year, you played in the South Atlantic League for Asheville, and you really set that league on fire. You won the first batting championship that you ever enjoyed with a fast average of 349. You also led the league in total bases with 285. You had 30 doubles, you had 2 triples, and 27 home runs. Now you're blossoming out into a home run hitter. Do you think you can get the long ball in the majors?
Well, I think so if I go for it, but if I go for the long ball, I'm not going to hit for average. I'm going to hit a lot of home runs, but I'm not going to hit for average. I don't think I'm a long ball hitter.
Well, you must be able to. Anybody who can hit 27 long balls can hit the long ball.
Yeah, I can, but I don't think I go for the long ball a lot, but I should.
Elmo, did you have a chance to get back to the Virgin Islands during the winter?
Yeah, I went back home this winter. I spent about 2 weeks at home because I went to Puerto Rico and played winter ball.
And at home, did you have a chance to catch up with old friends? What'd you do?
Yeah, we played some exhibition game. I saw Mr. Lenstein, and we played some exhibition game, and everything was all right.
Did you catch up with your teammate here, Al McBean?
Yeah, I saw him and we had a little talk. He lived in St. Thomas. I went to his house and we had a good time.
Oh, as a matter of fact, I have regards for you from Joe Christopher. I saw Joe up in St. Petersburg, you know, with the New York Mets, and he said when I came down this way to be sure and give you regards.
Yeah, Joe's my boy. He really helped me to become what I am today.
What do you hope to achieve during the 1963 season?
Well, I hope to go to Pittsburgh, and I know I'm not going to catch every day up there, but I hope when I do a good job.
How good a good job would you like to do? What if you could reach out for the thing that means most to you, Elmo? What would you like to enjoy during this upcoming year?
You mean what I would like to, I would like to play regular all year.
And what would you rather do, go for average or the long ball?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'd rather go for the average.
Why is that, why personally does that mean more to you than being a home run hitter?
Because when I go for the average, I hit the ball better, and I'm knocking more runs better. When I go for a long ball, I don't hit as much runs as I do.
Elmo, during 1962, you wore the Pittsburgh Pirates uniform in the National League during the season, and you were in 7 games. And once you put on that uniform, do you feel that maybe you're a few inches taller? Does it make you feel a little bit bigger, that you are a big leaguer?
Not bigger, but you feel different. You feel great. You feel really great. And coming back to long ball, this year I played in Puerto Rico, and I won the RBI crown. I only hit 9 home runs, but I had 60 RBIs. And if I go for a home run a lot of times, I wouldn't have had 60 RBIs.
In the short period that you were in the majors last year, who was the most exciting ball player that you saw?
Willie Mays.
And what made him so exciting to you?
You know, he does everything like nothing to it. makes the game look so easy.
You know, of course, this is a result of a lot of hard work. This is a man, of course, with much talent, but Willie Mays also works at it.
Yeah, he works pretty hard. But it's just great to be in the big leagues. It's just a different feelings you got.
How would you compare a minor league ball last year at Asheville? You've been playing in the professional baseball since 1957. Now, how do you compare minor league ball with major league baseball?
Well, in the major league baseball, you got better pitching every day. Every day you got to... In the minors, you find one good pitcher, maybe two good pitchers every week. But in the majors, you find a good pitcher every day.
Now, when you say good, what makes him good?
Well, they got better experience, better control, better stuff. And they know what they're doing. A lot in the minors, the guys throw harder than a lot of guys in the big leagues, but they don't know what they're doing.
Well, in the short stay that you were in the majors last year, the pitchers that you saw, who was the best pitcher that you saw?
Well, I didn't saw too much. I hit against Spahn and Perky, and I think Perky is pretty good.
Yeah, you hit against two pretty good pitchers. Now, Perky is described as a pitcher who lets you hit the ball as compared with a pitcher who mows you down. Now, does it matter to you as a batter, which would you rather hit against, the pitcher who throws a fast one, the one who gives you a little bit of junk so that you can hit the ball on the ground?
Well, I like the junk. I rather the curveball and the screwdriver and stuff like that. I don't hit the fastball too good.
Mm-hmm. Well, is this something that that you can learn with some coaching down here, maybe, of getting on to that fast one?
Yeah, I mean, I could hit the fast one, but not as good as I could hit the breaking stuff. I think I hit the breaking stuff better than I do anything. And I hit the breaking stuff with more home runs than I do the fastball.
Well, Elmo, basically you're a catcher, but there's a possibility you may play the outfield now. How do you feel about that?
Well, as long as I'm playing, that's all I'm worried about. I'm doing a good job.
Well, how much experience have you had in the outfield?
Well, I started as a pitcher, then I went to the outfield. About 1 year, 1 year and a half, I just spent in the outfield. I spent a lot of third base. That's a position I really had, like, third base. I went for third base.
But if you were obliged, if manager Danny Murtaugh did assign you to the outfield, this would not be any burden to you, would it?
No, it wouldn't.
As long as you wear the uniform of the Pittsburgh Pirates, you have no burdens, have you?
That's right.
Any message for the friends back in the Virgin Islands?
Yeah, tell them hello, and I'm trying to keep up the name of the islands. And I'd like to tell my family and my friends hello, and I'll see them pretty soon this year.
Elmo, one last question. I remember Joe Christopher once said that he feels, coming from the Virgin Islands and playing here in the United States, he feels as if he's sort of a sports ambassador from the Virgin Islands. Do you also feel that responsibility?
That I'm a what? Huh?
That he's not just a player here in the United States, but he has a responsibility of doing his best because he's from the Virgin Islands, so that people will think higher of the islands and that he's a representative from there. Do you feel that too?
Yeah, that's the way I feel too about it.
Well, Elmo Plaskett, good luck to you, and I hope you make it all the way. And I hope we see you in New York when your Pittsburgh Pirates come up there to the Polo Grounds. Does that sort of excite you, that possibility?
Yeah, sure. And I hope I'll be there all around the league.
Well, so. You keep smiling, and you keep putting out and keep hitting. And Elmo, all good luck. This is Cliff Evans reporting from Fort Myers, Florida, the spring training camp of the Pittsburgh Pirates. And now back to station WSTA, St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands.